Morning. We are glad that each one of you are here today. If you happen to be here and you're visiting, we extend to you a very special blessing and trust that you will be encouraged and strengthened through the services today. I would encourage you, if you have not done so yet, pick up a bulletin. In that bulletin on the back, you will find many opportunities for to minister to others as well as to be ministered to. And so grab one of those and you can find out perhaps how you can serve in the body here in one way or another. The Lord, in Psalm 135, David writes, "Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, you servants of the Lord." This morning, we want to lift our voices in song. And Chris's and the choir are going to come and help us do that. But before they come, I'd like you to stand with me and let's begin the morning asking the Lord to bless. Our Holy Father, we are grateful for the privilege of coming this morning, of hearing your word, being instructed. And we ask today that as we come and as we listen, that you would speak to us by your Spirit through your word. Strengthen us. Use your word to encourage, if need be, to chasten. Bless us, we ask today, Father, through every part of the service. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. You may be seated.
As the choir comes, I'll just give a few instructions. Hopefully in your bulletins you've got an insert that has the words for the choir song. If you could take that out, and put it in your hymnal at number 262. There's a part in our first set of praise songs here where the congregation will stand and join the choir in singing "Holy, Holy, Holy." So if you could just put your fingers in your hymnals at number 262 and be ready, I'll turn around and have you stand up and join us for that song. But the choir is going to lead this morning with "Come Worship the Lord."
Come worship the Lord.
This morning we would like to read in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1, and we'll read the first 14 verses. Ephesians 1, beginning in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. He made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His kind intention, which He purposed in Him, with a view to the administration suitable to the fullness of times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon the earth. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose who works all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that we who were first to hope in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory. Would you pray with me? Our holy God and heavenly Father, it's to the praise of Your glorious grace that we find an explanation of Your work in this world. It's for Your glory and by Your grace that You chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. It's You, by Your grace, who have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Him. It's You who has redeemed, who has forgiven us our trespasses. It's You who have sealed us with the Holy Spirit. It's Your work. And we marvel. We are humbled. We are, I trust, a thankful people. We marvel that You would extend Your abundant grace to a people such as we, so undeserving, unable to work, to do anything to merit Your grace, but You have worked in us. You have saved us. And now You are at work changing us and transforming us into the image of Christ Jesus. Help us, Father, never to forget that salvation is of You, that sanctification is Your work in us. We thank You, Lord, for the fellowship of the saints, for the privilege of coming together, of assembling here today to hear Your word, to lift our voices in song unto You. Ever keep us blessing Your name. praising you day after day. And now, Father, do work in us. Prepare us to receive your word so that we would be ready doers of your word and not hearers alone. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would stand and take your hymnals once more and turn to number 202. Number 202, Amazing Grace. We'll sing all the verses. dismiss the kids to Children's Church at this time also.
As they are making their way out, would you take your New Testament and turn to Romans chapter 6? There's always a question when you are not preaching a series and have one opportunity to preach. What do you preach on? And I guess my conclusion was, well, I preach something to hit me, and hopefully it'll hit you too. So that's how I'm starting today. I need this message, and if you need it too, well, that's great. And if you don't, guess you have to listen anyway. I think a lot of you know that recently Doris and Zach and I made a cross-country trip. It was 5,026 miles in 2 weeks, but who counted? That's a lot of miles. And we saw a lot, tremendous scenery, a lot of neat things. But I think probably the thing that impressed us most was Crater Lake. Crater Lake is this incredible volcanic lake that was created when this volcano blew the top right out of a mountain. And what was left was some of the clearest, bluest water you can imagine. It's the deepest lake in America, almost 2,000 feet deep. Beautiful lake. And